we did a really crazy, deeply unreasonable study finds, and we had a caller who actually got it right. The question was, what animal in the whole animal kingdom has the largest sexual organ relative to its own body size? And somebody called in and got it right, and got it right with aplomb and cruised it. And then we discovered that it was Mark Fitzgibbon, biologist, marine biologist, who works in Cape Town. And so we're doing something brand new on Study Finds today. We're handing it over to the saucy scientist, Mark Fitzgibbon. Good morning, saucy scientist Mark Fitzgibbon. How are you?
Hi, T. Fantastic. Feeling quite saucy this morning.
Glad to hear it. Where are you calling us in from, Mark?
I'm calling from Cape Town. I've gotten up nice and early. I'm about to go to work.
Fabulous. Where do you work?
I work at the aquarium in Cape Town as a marine biologist.
Oh, good. Okay. And we've tasked you with giving us a saucy scientific study finds today. What is the study finds?
Well, I was looking into cancer research for some odd reason.
Okay.
And I discovered, well, recently, not me, but a couple of other really fancy scientists over the waters have found that there is a particular sea slug that produces anti-cancer compounds
what?
In the system.
That is amazing.
Naturally occurring, it's a chemical called duromycin.
Yes.
And that naturally, you know, it has anti-cancer properties.
Okay.
And the sea slug just produces it, you know.
How does the sea slug produce it?
Well, that's the thing. It always has. It's part of its immune system.
Okay.
It is a bit dangerous for us, but scientists from Caltech, they have discovered to produce a synthetic version, and they are working on how to, you know, incorporate it into our medications, and hopefully we will get that much closer to, you know, fighting this thing for good.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's not as easy as eat the sea slug or snort it or, like, put it in a blender.
No. That would be great. let's not go there.
Anti-cancer smoothies would be a line that I'd like to look into in the future. That is absolutely fascinating. Okay, so how did they find that a sea slug had a property like this? Because that sounds like some sus scientific investigations. You know, I don't know what else they were looking for.
Yes. So, of course, researchers will keep these animals in their own little captive labs and have a look at the chemicals that they secrete. And I'm not too sure on how exactly, but one guy must have just found this chemical when looking at all the other secretions that it makes and said, this looks a bit familiar, and went into it and found that it was actually duromycin, which was known to fight cancer before.
Wow, okay. I mean, that is a very saucy scientist who is into sea slug secretions to the point of finding, I'm sure that scientist was very relieved that they found something useful from the secretions they were investigating of sea slugs, because otherwise it's a very awkward thing to be spending your days doing. Mark Fitzgibbon, thank you so much. The saucy scientist, we appreciate you. We'll have you back on next week.
Thank you so very much, Dan. Have a fantastic day.
And you also. All right, 6:23 on the best morning music on your radio. I'm going to play you Ladybug by Desmond and the Tutus next. That's on the way. Tons and tons to do on the show today. We've